Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Last time, we studied how the book of Proverbs summarizes itself. Today, we begin working our way through the first section of the book, chapters 1 to 9. They consist of 10 parental talks interspersed with two speeches by wisdom herself. Proverbs 1, verses 8 to 9, reading from the ESV. Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching, for they are a graceful garland for your head, and pendants for your neck. Unlike in other ancient Near Eastern wisdom literature, no prince or son of someone of high rank is named as the addressee. The book of Proverbs addresses all families among God's people. Yet, the terms, my son, your father, mother, show that the influence is deeply relational. The teaching is addressed to spiritual offspring. A treasured spiritual inheritance is being passed on through the medium of role modeling in family life and homeschool. The wisdom literature of that time does not usually speak of the mother's role. Proverbs 1, verse 7, 6, verse 20, and chapter 31, verse 1 are rare exceptions. Proverbs 1, verses 8 to 9 speak to those who need parental guidance, especially adolescents. Their passions are running hot. They want to self-determine, but they also long for peer acceptance. Learning by experience is necessary, but good guidance can help the process from being unnecessarily painful or costly. Parents are responsible for providing moral and ethical instructions and teaching that will help with prioritizing and choosing rightly. Two words are used for instruction and teaching. One carries a warning of consequences for inattentiveness or stubbornness. The other includes instruction in God's law. The book of Proverbs will emphasize the commands against murder, theft, and adultery. As children grow chronologically, they are increasingly responsible for listening and attending. The word for listening connotes responsiveness, not just hearing, neither ignoring nor brushing off, nor neglecting what has been heard. Instead, the listeners are to actively respond. Those who respond well will develop qualities that give people every reason to say yes to them. They consider others as well as themselves. They are responsible, truthful, respectful, and dependable. Such character qualities are like a victory wreath or valuable jewelry. Victory wreaths show vindication over enemies and social prestige. Typically, valuable jewelry is tangible evidence of prosperity. It enhances the wearer's attractiveness. Good character qualities are an intangible badge of honor. They merit favor and flourishing of life. Such qualities will also guard against lures and snares, the get-rich-quick schemes of the unscrupulous, the seductive offers of casual sex from the immoral. Listening to the wise leads to life. Listening to the foolish and to deceivers leads to death. Next time, we'll study Proverbs chapter 1, verses 10 to 14. Let's pray. Lord God, thank you for all who have taught us your word and your wisdom. Parents, family members, teachers, coaches, authors, and all through whom you've guided us. Thank you for those whom you have entrusted to our care. Help us with the incredible responsibility of modeling Jesus to them. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.